Oil with Sally Bim Koylaich, Yorum Levavi Besurech Lorlo, Fiak Yalachoshkech, Yoiru Afeloich. The next Kino is Kino Memhei. We say together, Elite Sioin Vareho, Sioin should say a Kino, Kimoy Isho Bisireho, like a woman when she's suffering laboring pains. And like a psula, that she's in avelus on her husband that was nifter when she was very young. And over here, the Paiton describes two different kinas. There's two different kinos. There's a kino of Isha Bitsireha, a woman that's about to have a child, and she suffers tremendous pain. And there's another description over here of a Sula. She got married, and right after she got married, her husband died. Two different pains. And I once heard a Gevaldika Ha'ara. There's a very big difference between the two pains that are described over here in this kina. An isha that's about to have a child and she's suffering labor pains, tremendously painful. However, at the end, it's going to be all worth it. She's going to end up with a child. She knows that her suffering is going to bear fruit. And she knows that her suffering is going to end up with a gevaldika simcha. But the suffering and the mourning and the avelus of a besula chagura sak al ba'alnu ureho is a suffering, is an emotional suffering, is a suffering that there's no end to. She's never going to get back her husband. And that's a separate suffering. Like I mentioned before, Shteik Medrash, that when Klal Yisrael is going to be redeemed, Bivchi Avoyu V'Sachanunim Oivile, Klal Yisrael is going to be redeemed with crying. And at that point, there's going to be the cry of an Isha Bitzireha, an Isha that suffered so much, and finally, she's Zoicha to have a child, the cry of Simcha, that bursts forth at that point is a tremendous cry of simcha. But on the other hand, even after the geula, there's going to be this aspect of a besula chagura sak al ba'al ureha. For so many years that Klal Yisrael was begolus, that's not going to come back. So many years that Klal Yisrael was begolus, that we were distanced from the Eibishter. So many years that went by that we did not have the Beis HaMikdash. So although that we know that the suffering is all worth it because it's eventually going to bring a Geula Asida, but there's another cry of a Besula Chagura Sak, and every year that we are Begolus, every year that we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, is a year that we're missing that Hashoreis HaShechina, a year of mourning that we're never going to get back.